What's up, everybody?
What's happening?
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Yeah.
I'm Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And tell him who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus, y'all.
He's Marcus, my husband of almost 11 years, my baby for almost what? Almost 14? Almost 13? 14, 13. We started back in 2004. So almost 14 years. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting fine to like wine. I'll give you that.
You are truly blessed.
I am. Oh, guys, before we jump into the topic of the day, which was given by one of you all, so thank you so much for the comments and for the suggestions, because we do take those seriously. But we want to tell anybody who's a new listener where they can find us. We are on SoundCloud, as well as iTunes, as well as Google Play, under the name of Is This Going to Cause an Argument? You can also see the video of this podcast up on my vlogging channel, which is That Chick Angel. And we upload this podcast every other Wednesday, and we have been doing
it's working out so far.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like before it would
for y'all that just now kicking it with us, that every week thing wasn't working out too
good. It was so difficult for us to pull off, and we started this podcast 2 years ago. Can you believe that?
Nah,
not in 2017, but 2016 we kicked off this podcast.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I did not know what I was doing, and it turned out I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is actually recording sound and I'm actually getting the sound out for everybody to listen. So thank you for those of all who have been here the entire time listening. Yes. Who came back even though we kept taking hiatuses that made no sense.
None whatsoever. We have no excuse for those. Other than it just being a lot to do.
It was a lot and some laziness and just not having the discipline to just stick with it. But we thank you guys for sticking with us.
Absolutely.
and we're back. And so, everybody new, please and old, make sure you rate this podcast. Make sure you click all those like buttons on iTunes and on Google Play and on SoundCloud and even on YouTube. It makes us more discoverable, which we want to be because we want to add as many people to this family that we got going on here.
Yeah.
So, one last piece of business and then we'll get to it. You can find me specifically on various social media platforms. I am on Instagram as That Chick Angel, Facebook, I'm That Chick Angel, and I have two shows on Facebook. One is called Mommy Confessions, and the other one is Monday Motivation. And as I said before, I have a vlogging / lifestyle channel on YouTube called That Chick Angel TV, and you can also catch me on Twitter as Angel the Actress. Now, my husband, he has
Y'all
a different
find
situation.
Me on the grind.
Find him on the grind. He's grinding. That's right, grinding for this family. Because one day this family is going to grow by one more, regardless of what he says right now. And it's not going to be a four-legged animal.
Both our dogs are elderly. So I'm game.
No,
I've already been looking for another breed anyway.
That's actually them dying, not grow. That's losing.
That's the family growing, because they're still going to be part of this family even once they go.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a baby, preferably
a baby
girl.
Come on, girl, let's get to it.
All right, so Crystal Godwin. She hit me up on Instagram, which is a good way to get messages to me, just FYI. She hit me up on Instagram and she said, if we do another ITGTCAA episode, you should talk about how you and Marcus make time for date night and how you talk about other things besides kids during the date. She said, because since I've been a stay-at-home mom, it's hard to sometimes think of other conversations besides our children. How do you guys keep it fresh when together for so long? Because after 11.5 years together, me and my boyfriend have told each other our past stories and know everything about each other. It's hard to think of new conversations to have while out on a date. Love watching you guys. Thank you, Crystal.
Appreciate that, Crystal.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the question. And this is a good one. We're definitely in a different situation because you work.
Yeah. But she said she's a stay-at-home mom, so he may work. I don't know. I will say this.
I'm saying different situation than her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I will say this, conversation is different once you're married versus dating.
Because she said boyfriend instead of husband. Yeah. But how do you mean?
I still understand that. Because when you're married, you have, like me and Angel say this all the time, marriage is like signing a marriage certificate is like a contract. So mm-hmm. you have a lot more to discuss. You have, y'all may share bills, I don't know, but you got family involved, you got a lot of things going on, so it's easy, like we, have the house, vehicles, not to say all the conversation is bills and all that, but there's a different mm-hmm. relationship, should I say.
Yeah. But how do you feel like that contributes to our conversation?
It's been a while, but the conversation is definitely different.
Now, yeah, mind you, let's start there. We haven't gone out on a date with each other I think the last time we went out was like with a group. Did we go out on a date we didn't get to go out on Christmas during the holidays because he got sick. And so once he got better, we were just kicking it with friends. So I honestly can't remember the last time we went out.
We went to the movies a couple times in December.
We did, just you and I?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we had the double date with Mike and Donna.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. But that's also adding other people to the conversation. Right. So that makes
However, we do have like many date nights. Like we was kicking it in the den, watching movies, drinking wine.
Okay. So sometimes our date nights are indoor date nights at our house, because we do try to enjoy our house because our mortgage is so much living in California. We try to enjoy our house. We're like, instead of spending money going outside of house, how can we enjoy what we're paying for already? But conversation-wise, I feel like a lot of times we are both dreamers. At least I've always been one, and I feel like Marcus has become a dreamer. So we actually talk about our dreams a lot, and like whether they're shifted or what we're planning on doing to try to get those dreams to happen. So like, Marcus, his job does not quote unquote hit everything he plans on doing in life career wise. So we'll a lot of times talk about that stuff, or things that have happened with him at work. That's the reason why I was saying things are a little bit different for you, because you do have an outside.
Yeah. So job. What I'll do is some of our conversation with me, I don't like you more of the dreamer. I just come up with different plans. Like, I want to try to do no, but you'll come up with the end goal. Like, this is what I want to achieve, and then you'll move into how you're gonna do it. Me, I'm just like, you know what, I'm gonna give that a try real quick, or I'm gonna give this a try. Just start moving toward that.
Yeah.
To where you'll come up with, like, she'll come up with the whole, I ain't gonna say fantasy, but you'll come up with the whole, ooh, it would be great if I accomplished this.
Yeah.
Now. And I'm just like, oh, Lord.
Yeah. Because
she will attempt everything that she says.
I mean, at least I'll try. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she does.
I'll try.
But with me, I try not to bring too much work home. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's difficult, especially if it's like really stressful. But I will come up, I will talk about plans, like how I plan to move throughout the company or get promoted or mm-hmm. advance or, things that are strategically place myself in different situations. Like, we'll talk about stuff like that.
Yeah.
One thing that I always help, and I always gave people advice for when they're dating and married or whatever. Like, if you go out to eat, go see the movie first. If you're going to dinner and date, most people go to the movies or to the dinner and then the movie. Do the movie, then the dinner. So y'all don't run out of stuff to talk about. You can always come back to the movie if it's, mm-hmm. Did you see this? Did you see that?
That's smart. So,
we a lot of times, like, we'll talk about movies, or she knows a whole lot more about the mechanics of the movie than I care to know, but she'll start discussing that stuff and pull me in, and then I start geeking out and I join in with her.
Yeah, you definitely do.
But that's like some of her world, and it's the same with me. Like, I'll start talking about cars or anything that I'm into, and I know she ain't halfway interested, but I'm gonna talk about it because that's what I'm into.
And I'll engage him in the conversation. Definitely,
we both engage each other. So
yeah, I get what you're saying of how to keep it alive and keep the spark going. But as long as I am forward moving as far as in my career and in my life, I find it to be easier to have things to talk about because something different is happening in my life. Now, granted, in the kind of the same situation as you, Crystal. I am at home with my kids most days. So yes, when Marcus comes home, I typically have something to say that the kids did, that the kids made me laugh, or the kids then pissed me all the way off. And
while, at the moment, they're pissing me off as she's telling me this.
And while I know that, like, on date night, that's not something that you want to focus on. So if that's the case, then what would you, if you weren't watching the kids, if you weren't, if that wasn't your life, talk about what you would want to do. Like I said, I'm a dreamer, so I don't have a problem with talking about things that aren't actually in existence at the time, because not my present day is not always the thing that I actually want happening. It just so happens to be that's where I'm at in life. So I think sometimes that helps. And I think there's something nice to be able to dream with the person that you're with, you know, to be able to share those dreams, to be able to share aspirations. And I'm not saying that that you can't aspire to be a stay-at-home mom. That could be your aspiration. But eventually your kids are going to grow up and move out of the house. Prayerfully, if you are blessed enough, they will move out of the house. So what would you want to do if they weren't there? I feel like that's a way to keep the conversation alive and for your boyfriend to get to know more about you.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, for, like, I mean, 11 years, that's a long time to know somebody. And that's a lot of reminiscing that you can do and learn from each other off that. Mm-hmm. I don't say don't do it all the time, because I mean, right now we could probably bring up just randomly two topics and we could start arguing, get mad at each other. Right.
Yeah.
Easy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, reminiscing, like, at the good times, or, you mm-hmm. know, whatever it may be, it's a good way to learn from each other.
Yeah. And if you don't want to be, and you don't always have to be like, talk about like personal stuff. There's always something happening in current events.
Yeah.
Always something happening.
Do you live in the United States?
Even if you didn't, like.
Yeah. Did you hear about the United States?
There's always something going on. So not everything we talk about is about our personal life. Like, right. If anybody's watched our recent vlogs, we have been watching this live footage of the Tesla car out in outer space. And it blows my mind every time. And then Marcus has all these little random facts about being in outer space that he teaches me every single time we watch it. You should have, if y'all could have heard us yesterday, I was like, so she can't just use her arms, because we were also watching Gravity,
which
we're both pissed off. God. I was like, Sandra
just
Bullock,
die.
You
like,
just need
they don't
to
want
leave.
You to make it.
Yes. And I was like, why is George so calm? Who does that? No, he should be flipping out right now. But anyways, we were having this long conversation, but the watching the live footage of outer space and watching Gravity was a jumping point for us to have a whole nother conversation that wasn't particularly having to do with those people or that instance, but it gave us another topic to kind of talk about. Yeah. So current events, I always think, are a great way.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, as you all already know, you always, a lot of times, will have different opinions from the other one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's no
at least
fun
us.
To always agree.
I mean,
look at us.
People are like, are you guys actually having fun? Okay, so I'm going to take it a little bit deeper. She didn't ask this, but I would love to know your opinion on this, because we probably have a different point of view on it. How do you keep the bedroom alive after being together for so long?
Secrets. You don't do everything in the beginning.
You know what? He says that, but we are past the beginning, and I don't feel like we do anything too much different.
Yeah, we are past the beginning, but would you say we halfway through?
I would hope not. I don't know. Let's see.
No.
We both old. No. As what? Far as in, well, how old do you think you're going to be still putting it in there in, like, swimwear? How old? Check the jeans. What I'm saying is that I don't know how old the men in your family get. So how old do you think you're going to be putting in there?
Uncle Rufus had when he passed away, he had a set of twins that didn't hit double digits yet.
Okay, so what age? Tell me the age.
We can go on up to the 60s and 70s.
Okay, 60s and 70s.
I don't know if you still be holding up.
Wait a minute, 60s and 70s, then we are halfway there.
70s?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because you old.
You old, too. We halfway there.
That's without the blue pill. So push it another five.
No. Not with your...
Hey, Doc.
high blood.
Hand me a big one.
Not with your high blood pressure. They be like,
I ain't gonna be high then. Give this another year.
So, how did you answer the question? You just said don't do everything in the beginning.
Yeah, secrets.
What does that mean, secrets?
I ain't revealed everything to you that I know how to do. There's a thing called the internet. You gotta try some stuff out on your own for a couple weeks before you decide to do stuff.
Try it out on your own. How, you fool? Yeah.
Hey. Hey, secrets. Nothing. You're asking too much.
No, there. First of all, no secrets. I completely disagree. Secrets.
Oh, you got some secrets.
No, I don't. Yeah, I have no secrets. You just ain't told me. No, I have no secrets. I could probably go way further now than what he would as far as it in the bedroom, but I'm willing to go at his pace is what I'm saying. Because he's like, he's just now realizing that we halfway there. We halfway to where we'll just be fine sitting and watching TV with each other and eating cookies together.
So you saying you're not getting what you need?
I didn't say that I wasn't getting what I need.
That's what it sound like.
No, that is not what I said. What I am saying is, what would it take to like breathe life into the bedroom?
So there's no life?
I didn't say that. That's what it sounds like. I'm posing the question. If somebody asked that question, okay, what's the answer? Listen to you getting all personal.
I'm not
secrets.
Getting personal. I'm like,
secrets.
I'm like, what are you like?
No, like you said, okay, you're saying don't.
As far as I know, I be throwing it down.
You said don't do everything at the beginning.
No, I think in that aspect, maybe you got to step outside of your comfort zone.
Yes. Or at least push the limit.
Yeah, there you go. Push the limit. No, don't step out too far outside of nobody's comfort zone.
That would be the worst.
You'd be awake for 3 days straight. This is what would happen.
Why did we do all of that? I think that would be the worst, to like be like, all right, let's
do something you didn't mean to do.
No,
I'm sorry, baby. I thought you were lying. I did too.
No, that's
don't do what you better not tell nobody.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant to be like, okay, we're gonna step out of our comfort zone, and somebody goes way further than what you would ever consider to be reasonable.
Yeah, it's like thing. It's like, what would you thinking?
No, not just that. Like, you're into that. You thought that would be good. Like
I didn't know. That's why I tried it.
Like, your spouse is now looking at you like a pervert. Like, oh, that's what's been in the back of your head all this time, wanting to do that.
What's that, babe? Turn over. For reading your books. Who was it? I was on Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it was Kevin Hart's stand up. But yeah, I think you're pushing the envelope a little bit, having an open discussion ahead of time about how comfortable or uncomfortable you'd be able to go at like further. I think that would be the worst thing to get.
Men are
going to
be extremely cautious of it, because it could easily turn into one of those comments like, are you serious?
I do think it's kind of baby steps. I don't think, like, I think 50
Y'all's
Shades.
Y'all's men is a lot more disgusting than what you would ever imagine. I promise you that.
You're just so nasty. I think 50 Shades of Grey I don't think is realistic for most people to be thrown at something.
Oh, and that white boy was all crazy? Hitting the girl or something?
Well, I mean, some people don't call it crazy. They're saying that's a style of, it's a style
wasn't
of
hitting
sex.
And stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a form of, I think they call it S&M, where, and a part of that is inflicting some pain for pleasure.
Like pleasure pain?
Yes.
But a little bit further than that?
Yes, but both participants are willing. But
I ain't into that.
I'm about to whoop the beat the crap out of you. Just be wailing on
be
your
in
head.
There fighting like
I'll be like, this is so good. And popping you.
I'm over here taking these fists to your ribs.
Yeah, daddy. But no, for that one, what I was saying was not so much to put judgment on that, but to say that it
yeah,
was
do you.
No, it was taking someone who was completely not in that world and kind of throwing her into that world. And yeah. I'm saying, I think that's not realistic to move that far away from what you're used to and not expecting there to be some repercussion. So having,
one of y'all gonna wake up crying.
Right. Having a conversation and going about it slowly, especially with an established relationship. I think going too far, too fast, when you've been together with someone for 11 and a half years, 14 years, I feel like could have some like what just happened? Don't you agree? Like if I all of a sudden was like, let's do da 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 da, would you not?
You do say, wait, you'd be like, where did this come from?
Right. So yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think.
Yeah, if you walk up in a room and you just pull something out that you ain't never even talked about before, your man gonna be like, where'd this come from?
Where'd this come from? Who taught
yeah.
you that?
Who you been talking to? Who told you this would be a good idea? Because he's gonna be thinking back, man, I know Vanessa used to do this, but where'd you learn it?
You're foul.
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
Some of y'all's men may. I don't know their history.
You would too. If I pulled, you would stop the whole show.
Yeah, stop. No.
I don't care how good this might turn out. It's not going that way today until we talk about this.
Where you been the last couple of weeks?
So yeah, I think a discussion, if there's something that you do want to try, something that you do want to do, if you can't be honest with the person that you are
you
committed
gotta be honest,
to, then
you should
be
able to bring it up without fear of something like them honestly freaking out. But as long as it ain't something off of like, you know, tying each other to the bump of the car and I don't know. As long as it ain't nothing too crazy.
I mean, I have a friend that her and her husband, they started off, you know, wild and crazy. So there's not much that they can't introduce to each other that they're not game for. But if that's not how you started off, don't think you just gonna be able to turn to that and there not be some questions, some insinuations, you know, people thinking you just stepped out and learned something from somebody else.
Or just didn't reveal something from your past.
That's a big thing. So how much of a problem would that be?
I don't know. If it was a past, it was a past.
Is that how you really feel?
I don't know.
You see how quickly you moved to I don't know?
It's like, what else didn't you tell me?
That's the thing.
That's why I said secrets.
And he's got a closet full of secrets.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No. I ain't got no secrets. I just got stuff I ain't said.
That's a secret.
Nah, that ain't.
Then say it all. Like when I ask you questions, just say it all.
You
don't be into
me
the
questions because you get too into the question and answer. You can't just be like, oh, for real?
Oh, I'm both.
No, it's a whole discussion.
Because I want to know the whole.
Months after that. No, it's going to last for years.
Listen, it'll be a conversation topic when I say you want to know how to spice up your conversation. Catch him with a secret from his past, and then you could talk about it for a year.
It's gonna be years with you.
But
Angel don't let stuff go.
I feel like if I had a secret to pop out on you now, like something from my past, you would be hurt.
No. I just don't tell me.
But like if it fell out, like if it was like, oh. Well,
yeah, I already figured you have many secrets. That's why I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't. I really don't. I'm such a plain Jane.
Don't nobody believe that, Angel. Don't nobody that like to twerk as much as you twerk.
No, that's exactly.
No.
That's exactly the case. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where I get all
what
my
do y'all
energy
think?
Out. That's where I get all my energy out.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't do this when I was in school. I wasn't one of these chicks from House of God. I was just dancing.
I spent a lot of years in college.
I spent a lot of years. I spent 4 years in undergrad.
And?
3 years in grad school and undergrad are completely different. You make a lot more bad decisions than undergrad. You do. I'm not saying I didn't make some poor decisions in grad school, but I've been very transparent with you. That's what I'm saying.
It ain't that bad. It's just half of it. I don't remember. I don't. I don't remember half of it. I'm gonna be honest. I'm still very honest about that.
That's a shame that he can't remember half of it.
It was a lot. I'm just playing. It wasn't. It was just like, I don't know. It wasn't like a big deal.
Okay. So the gist of it is you say secrets and I say conversations. So you mean if for secrets, he's saying don't whip out all your good stuff until
you. That's what I mean. Don't, like you said, don't try all your free. Like, don't, I mean, you said if you start off that way, it's a good thing. But if a dude put all his A game out in the first couple years, by year 3 or 4, she gonna be like, so is this it? Like,
no.
Hey.
No.
Y'all like snowballs. Like once you start rolling down the hill, it gets bigger and bigger. You just keep at the top of that hill for as long as you can until you need to start building up.
No, because then that means that we learn new tricks together. Go ahead and give me all the tricks you learned with these hoes before me. And then
I respect you too much.
Do you see?
Ain't a good answer.
No.
Yeah, I'm playing, y'all. There's too many people playing.
He's playing, but there's truth. This is the thing. Marcus knows all of his good jokes. There's truth sitting in there.
That's definition of a joke.
Yes. So while you are joking, there is some truth in your joke.
Very little. Very little truth.
I wish y'all could see him right now. His top lip even quivered.
Because I'm laughing. This is funny.
Is it really now?
Yeah.
See? So, like I said, his is quote-unquote secrets, meaning don't let him know all the tricks in your bag until you get way further down the line. So does
No. Not way further. You got to slowly just introduce.
Do you have any more tricks in your bag that you have not shown me?
Oh, yeah.
We have been together for 14 years. You keep getting injured. If you don't show me the rest of your tricks,
I got injured twice.
You just came home and said your neck hurt.
That's from working out. It happens. That's a weekly occurrence. You get hurt while you work out.
Well,
it just happens.
Are these things that you have held back from me a workout or not?
What?
I said, have you shown me all your tricks? You said no. So are some of your tricks
I didn't say I learned all my tricks back then. I'm still learning tricks. I said the internet is a great teacher.
I am saying, do I know all the tricks that you have done in your past?
I would have to sit and think.
This is what I live with. A man that has to sit and think. After 14 years, if you haven't given me all your tricks.
Have you given me all yours?
Absolutely.
Bull.
Bull,
what? Up until what? Last week? We're going to talk about that.
Lies.
Okay. I'm going to get detailed on you, too. We ain't going to talk about it right now. We're going to talk about it. Cut the camera off.
All right, guys.
Yeah, no. Because I was like, what is this? That's what I was thinking.
No, I'm a discoverer. I'm not. It's
me too.
No, I asked you a specific question. You said you had to think about it. You asked me a specific question. I told you the truth. Anything new that might have popped up is me discovering it in the moment.
That's 90% of the stuff that I've done with you.
Improv.
That's 90% of the stuff I've done with you.
Okay, discovery. I just asked.
I've done things with you I ain't never done before.
I know. I just asked if there was anything you were storing in your back pocket. That's it.
I don't think so. we both discovered that we are explorers, so don't even front.
I didn't listen.
I'm just saying, don't act like I ain't a discoverer too. However, I don't think you discovered that. I think you was like, let me pull this back out.
No.
Yeah.
I can promise you.
We're gonna talk about it, y'all. That's what's gonna happen.
All right. Well, you all, I hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day, whichever one you're celebrating. And we hope that you go see Black Panther. We're going to see that this weekend with our son. So go ahead and support that sucker. It's going to be out. I'm sure it's going to do well in the box office. And all from the people that I've heard that have seen it have all said that it's been magnificent. So
for Valentine's Day, I know I said this the past 2 years. They asked me, a bunch of women at work asked me, like, what's a good gift for a man on Valentine's Day? And I was like, tell him that you don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day. However, for y'all, it's like all about the date and the flowers and this and that. hold on, man, make the man feel a little dirty.
Oh.
Like that's when we think of Valentine's Day, we ain't thinking of flowers and teddy bears and candy and all that crap to go out and spend money and go to the movie. No. Do something. Just be a hoe. I'm for real. Just be like, make him question, like, hold on.
After we just said, don't go too far.
No, on Valentine's Day, that's the reason to go too far. It's like, it's Valentine's Day. When we think of Valentine's Day, that's why everything is pink and red. That's all we think about. Like, I'm being honest with you. It's like, you want to know what your man wants for Valentine's Day? I just told you.
Oh.
He don't want no gift. He don't want no card. He don't want no goddamn chocolates. None of that crap. No teddy bear that's gonna sit and collect dust.
Well, let me he go wants back
some,
to Target.
Some nasty, horrible girlfriend or wife.
Well, I'm gonna be like, put your legs up, boo. I got some. Yeah, for you.
Go a little farther, but he'd be like, oh, wait. He'd be like, what, baby? It's Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day. You're gonna feel real dirty.
Yeah, for real. He'll thank you for it eventually.
Is that your hand? You trying to make sure it's on tape so that if your our vlog on Friday, if it goes up, if you ain't like, how y'all doing? We just came from the hospital.
You damn straight. Make that happen.
Rip both of my hamstrings.
Yeah. Valentine's Day injury is goal. That's what you need to shoot for.
I never knew roller skates would be so difficult.
Make him nervous for the next week. Every time you make a sudden movement or walk in the room, you flinch.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to end the podcast.
Oh, that's ended. Turn it off.
All right, guys. Again, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Back on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play, as well as on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel. Please share this podcast with someone else that you think that would enjoy all this beautiful black love we got going on right here.
Share with your man, see if he agrees.
Yes, see if your boyfriend or husband agrees with this fool. Or with me, because sometimes guys do agree with me. Yes, okay. Okay, well, y'all be blessed, and if you don't have a Valentine's, know that we love you over here, and is this going to cause an argument? All right, tell them bye, babe.
Y'all have a good one.